What's going on, ladies and gents? I'm Billy Donnelly, and I'm getting old quickly. Welcome back to another brand new episode of the podcast. For those of you who have been here before, as usual, welcome back. You know the rules, you know the drill, you know the lay of the land, you know what it is that we're here to do. But if this is your first time joining us, also welcome. Welcome aboard on our journey of self-discovery and self-reflection, of introspection and self-improvement. Basically, we try to put in the emotional work week in and week out to be better today than we were yesterday and to be better tomorrow than we were today. Also, to help destigmatize the conversation around our mental health struggles and to encourage you to talk openly and honestly about what's going on in your life within your life. So what's on the agenda this week? Well, look, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I've been having a real rough time with this episode of the podcast. I tried to record it on multiple occasions earlier in the day, and everything sucked. I was not feeling it. It did not come together. A lot of start and stops and a lot of deletions, and I had to just put it away, walk away, and come back to it right now. So my fingers are crossed that what I want to talk about and what I want to say doesn't come out awfully again, and that it comes together in some type of cohesive thought and or point. So let's give this another shot, shall we, now that all that disclaimer is out of the way. But what I want to talk about here on this week's show is, look, the last couple of episodes I've been sort of getting into self-esteem, and for anybody who's listened to this show for any extended period of time, you know that that's not in real high supply here on this podcast and with me. I'm working on it, right? I got goals. I'm putting in the effort. I'm trying to make it better. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about this week as it relates to that and continuing to go down that road a little bit is I wanted to talk about some confidence and having confidence, believing in your confidence to a certain degree. Now, when I tried and failed to do this podcast earlier, I couldn't figure out the right way to present things. I tried to put it together as like a lesson or reframe it as some sort of, I don't know, grander idea. And that didn't seem to work. So I'm just going to tell you a story, I guess, and let's see how that gels for this episode. Okay. Basically, I want to paint my nails. Okay. I want to put black nail polish on my fingernails and have black nails on my hands. Why? I don't know. Because once upon a time, I saw somebody do it, and I said, that looks cool. I'd like to do that as well. And the problem is that I never did. I never followed through on it, and I never did. I think I tried to do it one time quickly as part of like a costume, and I think I left it on longer than the shelf life of the costume. And I got a little bit of ridicule for it, and I think that always made me a little bit wary of going back. Because, you know, for me, catching shit for something unnecessarily, you know, it's a risk-reward thing, right? So it's like, okay, well, I want to do this, but is the amount of shit that I'm going to get for it worth the effort to do this thing that, I don't know, I may or may not like, right? And the answer should be yes. The answer should be yes. You should just do the fucking thing and figure out if you like it or not. And if other people don't like it, well, then fuck them, right? But that's easier said than done. Because if you're me, which I am, there are a lot of factors that come into play that make that decision-making process easier said than done. All right. One is my need for outside validation. So when people are criticizing or harping on or making fun of or poking at or jabbing at this thing that I thought might have been cool. I kind of just shrink into this like turtle shell because that's negative input coming to me. And people are well within their rights to not like something, right? Or to have something not be their taste, right? Those things are all subjective. But when it comes to other people making choices in their life, I feel like it's very easy for people to just shit on other people's decisions. And look, and I've been guilty of it myself. But it's not cool. It's not cool to do that. Because when you're shitting on something that somebody may be really excited about, like, I don't understand the need to tear down something that may bring somebody joy or that they're happy about, right? Like, why shit on somebody else's thing? How does it affect your life negatively, right? It doesn't. It doesn't. So, I don't know, a little bit more support, I guess. In addition to the outside validation, which, you know, comes with my words of affirmation, love language, I also have a strong desire to, you know, just overall be liked. And as much as I have sort of denied this and tried to reject this label wholeheartedly, I have come to terms a little bit with the fact that I can recognize that I am a bit of a people pleaser. And I'm not really a people pleaser in the traditional sense. I don't go out of my way to make sure that other people are happy with my actions, my behaviors, my words, right? I don't go above and beyond for other people just to make sure that they are good with me. Instead, what I do is I try to make sure through whatever means necessary that they don't not like me. Right? That's a double negative. I think I have that right. I want to make sure that they like me to the point where I will make sure that I don't do things that could jeopardize that. Right? So that's still people-pleasing in a sense because I am in this real, like, passive-aggressive sort of way, restricting myself from doing things that may create some sort of negative perception or response or reaction, right? I'm like, I want to make sure that you still like me, so I'm going to make sure that I don't do anything that might cause that to be different, which is kind of fucked up, you know, when you think of it that way. Like, I'm trying not to rock the boat when it comes to somebody liking me or how they perceive me or view me or accept me. But you know, I think that leads to problems for myself. Because now I'm not being true to me, right? I'm doing things for other people, doing other things to make sure that they're good, when really the mindset that I should be adopting is, what the fuck does it matter to you what I do? I'm going to do this because I want to, and I can't control how you respond or react to it. But I also really shouldn't care, right? I shouldn't care because I'm doing it for me, which are the right reasons, not doing these things for you. But I feel like, you know, when it comes from people who are kind of close around you, those people carry much more weight than just outsiders. You know, some outsiders like, well, I don't like your shirt. Well, fuck you. I don't care. Right. But if somebody who's closer to you, whose word carries a little bit more weight, right, who you hope would support whatever the fuck shirt you're wearing, when they speak up, well, now that creates a little bit of doubt in your head, right? And, well, fuck, maybe this shirt does suck. And you want people to back your choices. Or unless solicited, right? Unless solicited, then just shut the fuck up and not don't make me feel self-conscious about the thing that I chose to do. We try these things, right? We try all kinds of things to figure out who it is that we are, or who we want to be, or how we want to present to the world. And a lot of it's cosmetic, right? Some of it's just overall taste, right? What we wear, what our hair looks like, what kind of makeup we might wear, right? Our overall style is a outward representation of how we see ourselves and how we want others to see us as well. So whether you have, you know, you wear a lot of eyeshadow, or you have a beard, or some long hair, or you got some bangs, right? You're trying things out to figure out what fits for you, right? What fits for me? What do I like? What do I like on me? All right, well, I got frosted tips highlighted in my hair. True story. Once did. Let's see what it's like. Let's see if I like it. It's just hair. It'll grow out. The color will change. So why not? Let's give it a fucking whirl. It didn't look bad. I don't think it looked bad. I kind of dug it for a little bit, but the time for it came and went, and it moved on to something else. For a while, I used to dye my hair a little bit reddish. I used to have some red in there. Why? Because I liked it. And I know that there were other people who fucking hated it. My wife hated it. But I liked it. Something I wanted to do. So I did it. Why? Because why not? Why not try something out and see how it works? You know, as I mentioned, I got a beard now. I didn't always have a beard. I was clean shaven for a while. Had a soul patch for a while. Had a goatee for a while. At one point, I just had like a mustache and like a disconnected mustache sort of chinny chin thing. It was a process to get to where I am right now, where I feel good about my fucking beard. And then just jump in and say beard one day, but I got here and now I dig it, and it's something that's a part of me. I like it. But to go back to the black nail polish, right? As being a people pleaser for a long period of time in my life, something that I'm trying to change and work on, you know, as I said, at some point in time, I saw somebody do this and I thought it was cool and I thought I might like to try it, but I never did. And I think there are a lot of things in the course of my life that I've pushed myself in the no direction in order to make sure other people were good. And that's not fair to me, and it kind of sucks for me. You know, back in November, when I talked about getting this first tattoo that I got, you know, there were a lot of, it's not that I never wanted a tattoo. There were just a lot of reasons that I threw up in front of myself to then not get it. Until finally I got to the point where I said I got a really cool idea in my head about what I want inked on my body, and I'm going to fucking do it. And I carried through, or I followed through on it, and now I have this cool piece of ink on my forearm that every day I look at it, I'm super fucking excited and jazzed about. The point being is that I'm 42 years old. Next week I'm going to be 43. And I'm still trying to figure out who I am in a lot of ways. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I know that society sort of really presents this idea that once you become an adult, you should have all your shit figured out. And for so many of my fellow adults out there, we don't. And it's not that we don't want to, it's just that there's no real timeline for that. There are some people who do have it figured out. They're like, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. Boom. And like, that's it. And I'm really fucking happy for those people. If they are like so set in terms of like, this is who I am, then that's fucking awesome. And I'm happy that they were able to get to that place quicker than some of the rest of us. But for some of the rest of us, we're not there. And how long it's going to take for us to get there, I don't fucking know. It could be never, for all I know. Maybe you never figure it out. Maybe that's what life is. Maybe life is just trying to figure out what your life is about. And that's life's fucking mystery. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Could be. But there's no timeline on it. And especially as we all should be continuing to learn and grow and change, trying new things, experimenting with things, I don't see why any of that should be a problem. And some of it may not be permanent. Right? You may do something and say, oh, I tried it, not for me. I'm moving on. And then there may be other things that come up and you go, yes, that is me. And it just becomes a part of you. When it comes to getting these nails done, it's just something that I want to do and try. And so I presented the idea to my wife because she has all the supplies. You know, she's got the polish and the fucking other stuff that's used to go with the polish. And so I went to ask about it, right? I went to ask about it. Hey, you got this. And I felt real weird about asking her, and that kind of sucks for me. I felt real shitty about feeling weird about it, and I felt weird about it because of the fact that, you know, there's still sort of this precedent of people just judging negatively when you want to try something different, you want to try something new. And once again, you know, I felt bad about initially asking because that was the people pleasing kicking in, right? Well, we don't want to disrupt things. What if she doesn't like it, right? What if she says something negative about it, right? But I fucking asked anyway, because especially after following through on the tattoo last year, I just feel like I need to be in a place where I try all the things that for so long I wouldn't let myself try, or do all the things that I wouldn't let myself do because I thought that people would judge me for it. And they're not like major lifestyle choices or major shifts in who I am. At the core, I'm still, you know, I'm still me. So whether I have a beard or slightly longer hair than I have had in the past, or I have black nail polish on my fingers, I'm doing it because I want to. Because for so long I shut myself down in doing it. Because I thought somebody would say, "Oh, what a, you know, what a weirdo," or why are you doing that? And have to answer like a million fucking questions about it. And I didn't want the hassle. You know, as I mentioned, my wife wasn't a fan of the idea. And she kind of dismissed it as a phase. Well, it's just a phase you're going through right now. So we'll see how long it kind of lasts. It wasn't her exact words, but that's kind of a paraphrase. But like, this being a phase definitely came up. And it kind of bummed me out. It felt a little dismissive. But even if it was a phase, why is that a problem? We all go through phases in our lives, but we do it because, once again, we're trying to figure out who we are. I used to wear JNCO jeans a long time ago. You know, the real big, baggy, wide-legged jeans. I lived in Florida and I wore fucking JNCO jeans. Hot as fuck, still wore big, baggy, wide-legged jeans, though. Because that was a part of my style. And I liked wearing them. Do I still wear them? Nope. I think they did come back and they were like super fucking expensive. But I don't wear them now. I wore them at the time because I thought they were cool. Then one day they just kind of weren't. Or I think I grew out of them. Or they got like, I think they got torn to shit. Like, I think the ankles on those things got torn to shit. As, you know, pants that you drag all over the ground do on a regular basis. But I didn't, you know, stay with them forever. I didn't, like, lock myself in a dark room and weep over the death of JNCO jeans because this was just a part of me. Just moved on to something else. Found other jeans that were more comfortable. To the point now where I don't wear any real fucking pants. My pants don't have like a drawstring attached to it. I really don't want to fucking wear them, to be perfectly honest. I'm all about comfort now. I don't want to wear anything that has like a zipper to it. My point being is that we all experience phases. Some of them are more temporary than others, and some of them stick around a little longer. Some of them actually become permanent. But the point of a phase is to just try something different and see if there's something that connects or resonates with you that you want to fold into who you are. I have plans to put this nail polish on my fingers later this evening. I don't know how it's going to go or if I'm even going to fucking like it. But I am excited, at least, about the idea of just doing it. And being able to say, hey, that thing that I really wanted to do, I just fucking did it. And even if it doesn't work out, well, you know, I could take it off. It's not a big deal. But at least I could say, hey, this thing that I was really interested in looking into, well, I fucking did it. Because the anxiety is enough to, like, prevent you from doing it or throw up obstacles or impediments or make you jump through hoops to try and do it to the point where you just say fucking no, right? Because it's just a hassle. I knocked down all the walls in order to get my tattoo, and the result of that, which is far more permanent, I'm very excited about. And so that gives me a little bit more confidence. confidence to just try the things that I've been interested in doing for a good amount of time, but I shut down because I thought people might make fun of it or judge it or have something negative to say about it. And I'm sure there are people who will look at me having some nail polish on and they'll be like, ugh, what the fuck? And that's okay. They don't have to like it. It's not their fucking nails, though. They're mine. And if I want to put nail polish on them, I should be able to. Without any real sort of problem existing. Because other people can do whatever the fuck they want to try and make themselves happy. Or to find some small sliver of joy in their life. And that could be getting a haircut, going to see a movie, getting their nails done, whatever. Shopping for pants. I don't fucking know. What I do know, though, what I do know is that we shouldn't be afraid to follow through on the things that we're curious about. We shouldn't be scared to follow through on the things that we think are kind of cool. We shouldn't be afraid to follow through on the things that might be a little weird or kind of different or that go against what people are used to or breaking the norms. And we certainly shouldn't be afraid of doing any of those things because we're worried about what other people are going to think. I've worried a long time in my life about what other people think. And I'm trying to get into a place where it's easy for me to say, enough, I'm gonna fucking do it anyway. And if you don't like it, well, that's on you. But I want to try and do more of the things that I like. And once again, continue down the path where I'm trying to get to way more yeses for myself than all the no's that have been so easy for me to arrive at. Because that breeds confidence. That says it's okay to just try things and see how they go. That says, let's take a first step. Rather than no steps at all. Because if I put black nail polish on my fingers and I don't like it, that doesn't mean that this decision was a failure. What it does mean, though, is that I was willing to give something a shot and see how it works. And if it doesn't work, just be able to chalk up that I gave it a chance and move on from it. Right? Got it out of my system. Doesn't mean I need to go do it again and try and force it or, I don't know, look for another color. Right? This is the idea that I have in my head. And I want to execute it. And see how it goes. And I'm hoping that I like it, because why else the fuck would I try it? But give yourself the space to do those things that are really just for you without worrying about them being for anybody else. I'll report back here next week with how it went. Now that you have deep personal investment in how this is going to go. But I feel good about at least giving it a try now. And I think that's a step in the right direction. It's how I build up a little bit of confidence. And with building up some confidence, that's how we work on the self-esteem. So with that said, I think I'll leave it there and call time. And in calling time, I can say now that I've made it through this show in its entirety without getting rid of it or deleting it or hating it. And that's also a plus for me. It was real rough earlier in the day trying to record this episode. Like, really, it was very frustrating. But I kept at it, and I gave myself some space and time to sort of kind of center myself and allow myself to kind of cool off and recharge the batteries and step away and refocus. And here I am, and here's this episode. So thanks for the patience that you weren't even aware that you were giving me. But yeah, that's it. That's the show. All right. Email address here at the podcast. If you want to send anything in, that's gettingoldquicklypod@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at @TheMrDonnelly, all spelled out. That's the Mr. Donnelly. Now, my Instagram story is usually the most active of any of the social media. Make sure you subscribe. There we go. Make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast wherever it is you choose to listen to podcasts. Scroll up or down on the app you're listening to right now and just look for the button that either says subscribe or follow. And when you push it, you know, that's it. You're set up with the show. So this way, when new episodes of Getting Old Quickly drop every single Monday, boom, right there waiting for you to listen to at your earliest convenience. So go ahead and do yourself a favor. Subscribe or follow the show. Just make your life easier. All right, and finally, as usual, if you find yourself in crisis mode, in a dark place, you really need some help, need somebody to talk to, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline exists for those very moments. It's 1-800-273-TALK, so that's 1-800-273-8255, or you can just very simply, on your phone, dial 988, and that will connect you to a crisis counselor 24/7. So if it's you that need the help, a family member, a friend, some of you really care about a lot, well, this is the resource to use for those moments. So that's the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK, or just simply dial 988. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I got a birthday coming up. So by next week, I'll be a different age and a different number, and it probably won't feel any different at all, other than probably, I don't know, additional aches and pains getting into my lower back and joints. So we'll see how that goes. I'll report back on these nails, and you have yourself a good week. I'll be back here next week, as usual. Yeah, that's it. All right. I'm Billy Donnelly. I'm getting old quickly. Just remember, getting old doesn't suck. It kind of just happens.